This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 29th of June. Coming up on Sunday the 6th of July is our next high-altitude balloon launch, Horus 64. We're planning on launching from the Mount Barker High School Oval, with the launch team aiming to be on site a bit after 9 a.m, targeting a launch time around 10 a.m. Given that this is a winter launch, launch cancellation due to poor weather is a very real possibility, so make sure to check the AREG website on Sunday morning to see whether we go for launch. This will be a reflight of our crossband repeater payload, with the plan being to get it to a higher altitude than last time and to try and get some contacts between Adelaide and Melbourne. The repeater will be using the same frequencies as last flight, so 145.075 MHz input and 438.975 MHz output, with a 91.5 Hz tone required on the input. The repeater will be run as a controlled net, so listen out for net control VK5ARG before you call in. We'll also be flying one of our Wennet payloads for live imagery throughout the flight. It's now much easier to get involved with receiving the imagery, with our new WebWennet browser-based decoding software, allowing reception on Windows, Mac, Linux, and even some Android phones using an RTL SDR. To find out more about how you can get involved with this launch, either through tracking, using the repeater, or receiving imagery or telemetry, check out the post on the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. I am convinced that Club President Peter, VK5BE, is psychic. Just a few short months ago, he informed us that he was in negotiations with one of the site owners at the Bluff with regard to us shifting house. With the constant shuffling of commercial owners of radio towers, he was concerned that, as the company that owned the tower we had had our antennas on for 40 plus years had been sold to new owners, a danger existed that the new owners may not be quite as benevolent as the previous ones, that it would be prudent to investigate other possibilities. Boy, was he right. After a fair period of time, the old tower was sold to a multinational, which immediately changed the locks on that particular compound, which temporarily even locked out the business that was hosting our setup. Fortunately, Peter's foresight meant that we had procured a new, even better site with a long-term lease. We were able to move all of our equipment over to the new site and had only cleaned everything out of the old hut days before. Had we not managed to do this, it's doubtful that we would ever have been allowed back in to retrieve any gear that might have been left behind. This highlights a potentially disastrous problem for amateur clubs that have repeaters on towers that they do not own. In this age of corporate takeovers, where the new owners are usually run by bean counters who have never heard of amateur radio, let alone know what benefits it may have in the event of an emergency, we are left very exposed to losing our sites. Thanks to Peter, and following our occupancy of the new site, to the many of our members who jumped in and helped relocate all of our gear, we are now secure for at least 10 years on a site which is even better than we had before. But we were super lucky that Peter saw the potential threat when he did. Work continues on our new club trailer and our other projects. We are looking forward to our next activity night when Greg, VK5ZGY, will be delivering a session on the design and construction of our new Fox boxes. These are plastic containers which contain either a 2-metre or a 70-centimetre radio, an MP3 player module, a timer module that turns the transmitter on for 30 seconds and off for 30 seconds in a loop, a battery, and some other hardware trickery that creates a completely self-contained FOX for either of those bands. All that is required is to attach the dual-band antenna flick a switch and the human part of the equation can either go away altogether or hide somewhere nearby and laugh as the hunters get in a twist trying to work out where the thing is. This means that we can run an event with less people, although it would be less than ideal to leave the units unattended. Well done, Greg. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings, my fellow amateurs. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's Northeast Radio Club news. Now, last Friday night at the Northeast Radio Club technical night meeting, we were given a great presentation by John, VK5RJ, from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society, showing us a selection of VHF and UHF antennas that he had made from inexpensive materials. There was a flowerpot antenna, and there was a J-pole antenna, and of course there was the ever popular Slim Jim. And afterwards, John let us look at them and play with them. So many thank yous, John, for that excellent lecture. Now, next month, the Northeast Radio Club Annual General Meeting will be on Friday, the 11th of July. And once again, there will be the annual dinner and a special guest speaker, plus many great door prizes. And there's also the chance for anyone to join the committee and help us run the club in the coming year. So if you think you can help us, then by all means nominate for a committee position. Now, this afternoon, don't forget to tune in to the next Northeast Radio Club Amateur Technical segment, which will be on the VK5RHO 2-meter repeater, 146.850 with a 91.5 access tone, at 3:30 p.m. And this month's lecture will be about the achievements of Samuel Morse. So tune in today for another informative amateur technical segment lecture. Well, that's all the info for this week. So keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.